Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But MU dropping to Vandy yesterday and losing Prabula at the same time. They're done. And once again, we got to have another year where none of the locals are going to be in the college football playoff. They let 12 teams in this thing. And we can't find a way to get KU, K-State, or MU playing in a college football playoff. I've told you that that's something that I want to see out of the growth out of the locals. And MU certainly had a huge chance with Vandy in that game. They cannot, and their offense has gone to sleep. The second teams had figured out how to slow down Hardy. You slow down Hardy, and there is nothing left offensively for them in that game. And as much as they were in that game the entire time, isn't Vandy wasn't going to just like run away with it, because their defense will keep them in a lot of football
Missouri's
games.
Defense is legit.
We go back to like all of this is like, sometimes what happens in college football is once you start facing good opponents, we forget about the storyline going into the year, which is, does Missouri have a quarterback that they trust? Does Missouri have a quarterback that they like? Are they in a really dangerous spot in this situation? And then you get into like real opponents, ranked opponents, and we're like, oh yeah, the quarterback situation's not very good, and it's going to hold them back the entire year. And as a result of that, Missouri will end up in the
Duke Mayo Bowl.
Cheez-Its Bowl or whatever. Yeah, the Duke Mayo Bowl.
Look,
let's be done with it.
Missouri's defense is still going to allow them to be in a lot of games. But their schedule, while the overall schedule at the end of the year is going to look like a top 10 or 15 schedule in the country. That's a fact. But what is also a fact is the first month and a half of the schedule was not anywhere near that. It just wasn't. It just wasn't. We talked about this going into the Alabama game, that they had not seen a team, frankly, that could really pass on a regular basis other than that point than Kansas and South Carolina. And it was a soft start to the schedule. Alabama, they were right there against Alabama. Ty Simpson made a play or two late. This past week, of course, the injury doesn't help late in the game with Prabula, no doubt, and all of a sudden you're asking a true freshman to come, and he actually, considering the circumstance, he really wasn't the quote-unquote problem, except for the last drive where he didn't give his wide receivers any chance, but that was, you're up against the clock,
and that's a mess. Freshman and everything else.
But yeah, I think the schedule played a role. They don't have a deep passing threat, clearly. We discussed that last couple weeks, and so you're facing some better competition, and now, you know, I don't think they're losing out, you know, but they have A&M still on the schedule. And A&M looks like a team that could be playing for a national title the way things are trending for them and Marcel Reed right now. They got Oklahoma still on the schedule. And I know OU's coming off an unimpressive performance this past week against Ole Miss. And so there's a chance that they can win another game or two down the stretch. They got Mississippi State. They got Arkansas. Like, this is not going to really fall apart on them. But college football playoff, we knew it was kind of a play out game on Saturday for Vandy and Mizzou. And you lose the game, so you drop down to like a 10% chance anyway, and then your starting quarterback is hurt. So, yeah, it is over for Missouri from the college football playoff standpoint. And yet again, this is 2 years in a row where out of the locals, you would have thought Missouri was best positioned based off of their schedule and everything to get there, and it's not going to happen.
I will say, it wouldn't have mattered if Prabula was healthy. I said this to Carrington, I think, on Friday, because he was pumping out his chest. He was telling Gold that he wished his team would know what it's like to experience winning a big road game in your conference is exactly the way he put it. I am not editorializing this. This is exactly how he said it, pretty much to gold.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, and I said, my issue is that, and we had talked about on the show, is like, if they don't beat Vanderbilt, well, then they're not winning out with Bo Prabula. Like, the thing is like, they could have him healthy. They're not beating everyone left on their schedule. They got multiple difficult opponents left. They weren't going to beat them all if they can't beat Vanderbilt on the road with him. That's just not the way it was ever going to go down. They had to have this win to make the college football playoff. Vanderbilt's in great shape now to make the college football playoff. They won't necessarily be guaranteed
like a 60% chance or so to make it.
I think is what they said on the game broadcast.
They're in great shape. They're in great shape to go with it. And like, it's an impossibly interesting top 10. Indiana at 2. And then Ole Miss, I think, even, like, they're a good program, but like, not one I always expect to be in the top 10.
They've been better than A&M recently, so A&M being in there is a surprise too, if you think Ole Miss is a surprise.
Yeah, Georgia Tech at 8, Vandy at 9. Like, you know, it's an interesting mix of teams. And then even like the Big 12, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's probably between
Big
BYU
12
and Texas Tech.
Big 12 is just crazy. Like,
it's nuts.
Since Cincinnati like and BYU the two best teams in the conference? Every week it changes. It's crazy in the Big 12 right now. And it's why, you know, from a bigger picture, we talk about how many bids they're going to get and all that for the playoff. It's just, this is why, like, everybody's beating up on each other. There's no real consistency. And now it looks like BYU's young true freshman quarterback is starting to come along, and they look like, you know, they're going to be a force. Bear.
Number 47.
Yeah, how about that for a quarterback?
That was still 40. One of the most interesting, like,
his brother played at Boise State, Hank Bachmeyer.
When you think about just like the dynamics of like the religion aspect of the school and all that stuff, that's still one of the most interesting NIL deals of all time, right? Like BYU,
there's plenty of money at that university.
I know,
an insane amount of money, actually.
You think? But it's NIL, just moves the needle. And yeah, the Big 12's a mess and everything else. It's been interesting for college football. But yeah, Missouri, back-to-back weeks, had a chance to get huge wins, and they could not move football.
You mean, they beat Auburn last week.
Yeah, sorry.
The week before against Alabama.
Two of the last three weeks had a chance. And like, in all three of those games, in closing time, in the fourth quarter, could go down the field and tie it. Could go down the field, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, could have those moments. Not that they're not in games. They'll be in every game probably the rest of the way, even with a true freshman quarterback. Now, of course, they wish they didn't lose both quarterbacks. And they could have maybe leaned on a, you know, the kid, I can't remember his name now, the baseball player.
Sam Horn.
Yeah, who they lost earlier.
Zollers might be better than Sam Horn anyway, so I think it's okay.
I mean, they weren't treating it like that, other than the fact, I guess, you know what? In fairness, teams treat that differently. They might think he's more talented, but true freshmen typically would be behind on the depth chart anyway. So that's not fair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.